Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast for Friday afternoon, January 30th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. Mining news breaks. Max Power Mining identifies near-term Brackenwell target for second natural hydrogen play in Saskatchewan. Max Power Mining has identified a near-term drilling target for a second natural hydrogen play in Saskatchewan. The company is advancing towards licensing to commence the Brackenwell along the Saskatchewan-Montana border in February. This follows their confirmed natural hydrogen discovery at Lawson within the Genesis Trend, with plans to expand exploration and demonstrate basin-scale continuity and scalability.
Mining news breaks. Frontera's North America advances clean coal revival with $850 million. West Virginia FAS Form 10 facility. Frontera's North America's closed on a 183-acre riverfront site in Mason County for its flagship $850 million FAS Form 10-10-15 facility, marking the first commercial-scale deployment of its zero-waste coal reformation process. The project will create over 2,000 construction jobs and 200 permanent positions, showcasing how coal is evolving with advanced processing in West Virginia.
Quantum Zyme, featured on cover of RSC Sustainability for Research in Enzyme Engineering for Ibuprofen Synthesis. Quantum Zyme Corp, Research on Enzyme Engineering for Ibuprofen Synthesis, featured on the cover of RSC Sustainability, highlighting computational design methodologies for more sustainable pharmaceutical manufacturing. The company's work focuses on improving enzyme performance through computational modeling and molecular simulation techniques. While still in development, this recognition underscores Quantum Zyme's commitment to green chemistry and advancing sustainable pharmaceutical manufacturing technologies.
Super Green Live showcases breakthrough climate solutions as Live Pitch crowns multiple winners. Super Green Live concluded its live pitch competition with emission-free generators, winning the Judges' Choice Award for their hydrogen on-demand generator. The Super Crowd Award resulted in a tie between Enterprise Energy and EcoSave Technologies. Judges praised the diverse climate solutions presented, emphasizing the urgency and promise of climate action. The event highlighted the importance of inclusive and scalable clean energy solutions, reflecting the growing momentum behind climate innovation. Jaguar disowns claims it plans to make extended-range EVs. Jaguar has denied rumors of plans to produce extended-range electric vehicles, reaffirming its commitment to an all-electric lineup. This decision comes amidst a challenging market landscape impacting startups like Lucid Motors. Stay informed with Green Car Stocks, your go-to source for all things EV and green energy sector news.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.